Just the emotions.
Repeat, just the emotions.
Just the emotions. The first drive, especially, was Whitney. And later, lose JJ just on one drive.
Loss of words. You know, you see two guys go down. Two of our defensive leaders, two of the best players on this team. It's going to hurt. It really does. And took me by surprise. I can't speak on anybody else, but, you know, it took me by surprise just to see, you know, those guys go down. So at the end of the day, I'm praying for them. Pray the recovery is good. We don't really know the details just yet, but it goes back down to the next man up mentality.
What's the conversation on the sideline when those two guys are out? Is it a quick conversation and then back to the game? What are you guys talking about?
No, it's quick. You can't dwell on the past. You can't really dwell on that just because it's only going to mess you up. So at the end of the day, you just have to go back to, I mean, it's that next man up mentality. We've had to do it, you know, for previous years, obviously last year when JJ went down. So it just had to be that quick turnaround at the same time today.
How much does that experience kind of prepare you to get through it this year, that you had to play shorthanded, that you played so well shorthanded last year?
We have to be able to just rely on our fundamentals and techniques, you know, rely on what we did that made us successful last year. And at the end of the day, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with them. And you just have to really just go out there and, you know, showcase what you can do for them and, you know, make sure, I mean, it's football, man. You just feel bad. And, I mean, because those are your brothers on the field. Those are your brothers. And to see them go down is going to hurt. So, and you always want to have that mentality that you never want to let the player to the left of you, you know, you never want to let them down on any even play. So, you know, I know that's going to come into effect whenever next game.